Officials in India say the number of those killed in last month's earthquake may never be known, but it's believed to be at least 30,000. Most were trapped in collapsed houses and other structures. Many of the crumbled buildings were recently built apartments. Urban planners say widespread corruption in India's construction industry and slipshod construction contributed to the high death toll. Martha Ann Overland reports from New Delhi.
Across the country, people fear what happened in Gujarat could happen to them. Engineers say such fears are justified. Corruption is rampant in the construction industry. Building codes are widely ignored and houses are haphazardly built. J.M. Mathur, the chief building engineer at the American Embassy in New Delhi, points out some of the common problems at one local building site. Where there should be solid concrete walls and steel girders, he says, you find brick.
For earthquake, the design is that the whole structure should be monolithic when it sway. So it sway together. And generally here, I don't think any building, they are building like that. The walls are separate, columns are separate, they are not joined together with steel or... And because the cement is also very poor, it will fall easily.
Mathur says a common way for builders to cut corners and pad their own pockets is to increase the proportion of sand to cement when making concrete. Sand is cheaper than cement, he says, but it significantly weakens the strength of columns and support beams. Gujarat is rated as lying in a zone most prone to earthquakes. The Delhi region ranks just behind. The city is densely populated with a large number of high-rises. In one part of the metro area, the apartment buildings are lined up like dominoes and right along a major fault line. Geologist Sanjay Singh says that if an earthquake with a magnitude of even 6.6 hit Delhi, the number of people who would die would not be in the thousands, but in the hundreds of thousands.
Generally, earthquakes don't kill people. It's the bad management and bad, poor quality of building that kill people. As far as building practices are concerned, nobody's bothered about earthquake-proof buildings, and norms are usually flouted.
Taranjut Gadok of the state-run Housing and Urban Development Corporation says there are rules and regulations on the books. She says it's not a question of a lack of policy, but enforcement.
We have got one of the excellent building codes available with us, where the guidelines with how to build in a disaster-prone area. But there is no law which can bind people for adopting those codes.
Where local municipalities have adopted stringent codes, builders know how to get around them. The construction industry is one of the most corrupt in India. People planning to build a house actually figure the cost of paying bribes to government officials and building inspectors into their overall budget. T-money, as it's sometimes called, can easily be a quarter of the cost. Subir Saha heads the Housing Studies Department at the New Delhi School of Planning and Architecture.
Corruption is at every level. I mean, it is not only limited to the bureaucrats, it's limited to professionals. I mean, it is also to the people. In fact, it's a big chain, you know. And I personally think if you want to really minimize corruption, you should start from the top. The corruption starts from the top, not from the bottom. It's becoming a chain, a kind of a national culture, you know.
Spurred into action by what happened in Gujarat, the Federal Urban Development Minister has announced that Delhi structures must comply with earthquake safety requirements, and builders and architects who don't comply with the new laws will be punished. Geologist Sanjay Singh is skeptical. After an earthquake killed 10,000 people in India in 1993, there were calls to improve the building industry's practices. But he says memories are short.
I don't think people are going to take lessons from Gujarat. Okay, temporarily, everybody is scared a bit, but gradually they will forget it.
For NPR News, I'm Martha Ann Overland in New Delhi.